Idaho Governor Butch Otter is voicing skepticism that his fellow Republicans in the state legislature can both cut income taxes and do justice to public education. Otter made his remarks during a rare press Q&A in Boise Thursday. The governor says tens of thousands of jobs are going unfilled in Idaho for a lack of educated or properly trained applicants.
So when they say to me, Butch, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Do we cut taxes to increase business? Do we build the workforce? Quite frankly, business isn't going to come if they don't have a workforce.
Reacting to the governor's remarks, Republican Speaker of the House Scott Bedke Thursday insisted there is room in the state budget to do both tax cuts and a school funding boost. Earlier this month, the Republican-controlled Idaho House passed a modest trim to state personal and corporate income tax rates and increased a credit for low-income earners. Also Thursday, an Idaho State House committee began consideration of Otter's plan to provide subsidized health insurance to more low-income Idahoans. Republican lawmakers in Idaho have steadfastly refused to expand Medicaid at federal expense to cover the population at just above poverty level. Otter says he understands the ideological opposition to Obamacare, so he proposed a state-funded program as a fallback.
The question is no longer is do we need to do something, it's where we're going to get the money for it. And that's, you know, that's a great and an important step forward that we haven't had since Obamacare fell on us.
The proposed state program covers doctor's office visits, but not prescription drugs or hospitalization as Medicaid would. It has an ongoing cost of $30 million a year. That price tag has given members of the legislature pause, and it's not clear what will happen next.